Although the title of this work is The Entry of Christ into Jerusalem, Enzor's scene unfolds in contemporary Brussels amid a massive street demonstration. Christ is faintly visible to the left of center with his arm upraised. Robert Hose.
Enzor said that this drawing was not about the subject. It's a study from the very bright light where Christ is situated and where indeed he is hardly visible in this strong light. And we don't exactly know how Enzor came to do this, because there's an abrupt change from more realistic or early impressionist subjects, and then suddenly he starts to focus on the Christ as a subject, on the hostile relationship between Christ and the Mass. And we think this has something to do with his changing position in the art world. Enzor, at the beginning of his career, was hailed as the major modernist painter in Belgium. But then he suddenly dropped out of favor because he continued in his particular style and he didn't follow the fashionable style at the time. This new position within the art world, which was a position of enemy, he found the figure of Christ as the figure to identify with, as a figure who is vulnerable.
In 1887, Enzor showed this drawing at the same exhibition in which Georges Seurat's pointless masterpiece, A Sunday on La Grande Jatte, was on view and was enthusiastically embraced. In contrast, many critics and peers saw Enzor's choice of subject matter and style as old-fashioned.
One must imagine this young artist working in his attic in Ostend. Nobody knew what he was doing at that time. And then suddenly, in 1887, he exhibits these drawings as major works, not just as preliminary studies, but really as equal to paintings. And the size alone of the drawing indicates how ambitious he was with this particular drawing.
Enzor filled this work with contemporary references. To hear about a few of them, please press 6070.